My name is Happiness, and I am reading the words of Vanessa, a participant in the Aspire study. Vanessa is a young woman of Nigerian heritage. She grew up in London in a council flat with her mother, Akemi, who works in social care. Vanessa's father, Robbie, has a science degree from Nigeria and works as a technician in a London secondary school. Like Vanessa, I'm a black woman, I'm Nigerian, I live in London, and I've experienced frustration in science subjects in sixth form. But I differ from her in that I'm doing a science degree, and I still enjoy science. The words I am going to speak are taken from longitudinal interviews conducted with Vanessa and her parents over the course of 8 years, from when she was 10 up until the age of 18. Names and other potentially identifying details have been anonymized.
Vanessa, aged 10.
Well, when I was a baby, I wanted to be a singer, but I'm starting to feel like being a doctor because I think I like helping people. Because my dad's a scientist, he has really wanted me to be a bit interested in science. I thought this could be a possible route to a better life. It started from that to actually liking it. But the problem at primary school was that we didn't get to do much science because it was all too focused on stats and literacy and numeracy. My dad says, back in Africa, we know that science, it's something very good. They really support me. They don't have a lot of spare money, but they paid for me to have extra tutoring in primary and secondary school.
Vanessa, aged 13.
We did some forensic thing in year 7, and then I started watching like CSI, and I really liked that. Like, I can't stop. It's quite unisexual. Like, from what I've seen, there's the same amount of women in forensics as men. So I decided I'd like to be a forensic scientist. Finding out how the crime happened, what happened, the time, weapons used, and all of that stuff. I thought if I really push on with it, as in even when I get turned down and I carry on pushing for it, then I'll get it. But if I get lazy or a bit upset and don't push on, then it's probably mostly likely not going to happen. I don't know how you think as a girl, but when it comes to the way I dress, I'm not really the skirt and flat shoes and heels kind of person. If you're really girly, you just don't see yourself working in mechanics, do you? And you don't see yourself doing physics. If you're girly, you probably see yourself more with biology and chemistry.
Vanessa, aged 15.
My dad, he just kind of wants me to do what I like, but something good that would probably pay the bills in the end. My dad said, one thing about science is you need to be very, very good, yeah? It's almost as good as nothing having just an additional science at GCSE. You need to be able to do the triple sciences if you want to, you know, carry on big time in science. I know he was frustrated by the noisy and disruptive classes I was in, and by the lack of specialist science teachers at my school. He even called it worse than in most countries in the third world. He couldn't work it out. He said, we were colonized by these people.
Vanessa, aged 18.
I took triple science route and got mostly B's in my GCSEs, which was quite good, but my dad thought it was average. I started biology A-level along with chemistry, English language, and psychology. But the sixth form wouldn't let me take chemistry A-level with a B, so I took sociology. My dad, he was upset that the school felt I was not strong enough to do A-level chemistry. Then I dropped biology A-level. It was harder than I thought. I mean, I got B's and everything, really. But I just thought, like, English and my writing skills are better. I didn't really talk to anyone about my decision. No, not really. I kind of just said what I was going to do and just did it. And I didn't really get any useful careers education. I mean, they bring people into school, but they don't have many people that are like scientific or anything. I've chosen criminology to study at uni. I don't really want to do anything science-based now. I think I don't know. I just find it difficult. I like it. Don't get me wrong. I loved it, but it was just... I just don't think that my love for it was... It just wasn't enough to get me through. I wish my grades were a bit better, and I found it easier. But I just don't like how I'm feeling. What have I gained from school? Not much. Nothing that I remember now, so yeah. Looking back, I wish I took BTEC. Like my dad said, if we had the knowledge we have now, we probably would have taken the BTEC route. You know, through applied science. But I mean, it was too late. He had wanted me to do a degree in pure science, but that's no longer possible now. As my dad said, I loved the sciences, but just loving a subject is not enough.